The Holy Gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, you are going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter then said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, he had put on his robe and had returned to the table. And he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you as an example that you should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also have love for one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. In Holy Week, sometimes we can feel lost. Maundy Thursday, though, is a preparation for the next 3 days. And Maundy Thursday brings us home again. Frederick Buechner, in his wonderful book, Wishful Thinking, says that if you want to know who you really are, as distinct from who you like to think you are, keep an eye on where your feet take you. Imagine all the places that Jesus' feet took him. Jesus' life shows us that showing up matters. And showing up usually means being and doing in the presence of others. Your feet may have gotten you here, and they may get you into one of these chairs. Your feet may have also will get you up to this rail for communion. and your feet actually may get you down on your knees with someone else's feet in your hand. But tonight, if we rely on our feet, we risk going home disappointed. Tonight is a night for a command performance, but we won't be acting or pretending. Tonight is for real. Tonight is for real. We either get what Jesus is commanding us to do tonight, or we might as well forget the next 3 days. Forget why Jesus died, forget the resurrection, forget all those hallelujahs hidden away for all these weeks, forget rabbits and jelly beans and even peeps. Don't you wonder about all the people who are not here tonight that will probably be here on Easter? How will they get to real if they don't experience it here with us? Well, the deal is that if we get it, if we get real tonight with Jesus, then all the other people will get it too. Because what we're doing here together tonight has the transforming power of true love and hopeful invitation. We are going to be so real tonight with each other that we will actually radiate holiness and love to the rest of the world for the next 3 days. Maybe even longer. But just in case that radiant light begins to dim as time goes by, you can show up here any Sunday. And Jesus will fill you up to overflowing with God's love again and send you back into the world to share God's love with whoever you meet then. No matter what you do during the week, no matter how many mistakes you make, no matter how many times you are unkind or cranky, I did get a little cranky this week, or just downright disagreeable, that happens too, all you have to do is remember where your feet take you tonight. God's love will rekindle the light and turn you back towards Jesus. It's all about remembering Jesus. After tonight, you might actually start looking forward to getting back here on Sunday morning. You might even find yourself running down this aisle to get into your front row seat. Not really. You might even come skipping or jumping down that aisle the way the children do. I don't know how many of you actually get to see them doing that. Or you might even dance down the aisle. I've been known to dance in the center aisle before. So, who exactly knows how to get real here tonight? Goes like this. So what is real? Asked the Velveteen Rabbit one day. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up, or bit by bit? It doesn't happen all at once, said the Skin Horse. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily or have sharp edges or have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off. We have a few real people here already. and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints and very, very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly. Except to people who don't understand. It took me several years, this was way back before I was ordained, to get my feet wet in these buckets, very similar to the way they are here. You see, I quite frankly have the ugliest feet on the planet. I'm sure of it. I've been sure of it since I was a little girl. That's the story I told myself. Until suddenly, it didn't matter. It just didn't matter. What mattered was having courage and being vulnerable, because that was what Jesus asked of his disciples at the Last Supper. We just heard that read by Eric. And he asks us to do it together. Suddenly, kicking off my shoes was the only choice I had if I was going to get through the next 3 days and be real about my faith and trust in Jesus. And I knew it. I took off my shoes for that first time, and it was so scary. And it was so freeing. The other moment of doing that was actually when I was ordained, and I had practiced with the kids what that was like, and some of them showed up on Maundy Thursday. And watching the old, I can't even say this still without getting emotional, seeing one little girl wash the feet of our oldest parishioner was probably one of those icons I will never forget. Everybody was in tears. It was so beautiful. Tonight is about real love. Jesus is commanding us to love each other. So we are going to do exactly what the disciples were told by Jesus to do that night. We are going to share a meal of bread and wine and wash each other's feet. And we're going to do it because, just as the skin horse said, this kind of love doesn't happen all at once. In order to become this kind of love, we have to practice. We have to love each other over and over and over again and make mistakes and get up and say, gee, I'm sorry, that wasn't very good. Let me try again. The skin horse said that becoming real doesn't happen until happen to people who break easily. So we have to open our hearts and let Jesus' love for us dwell within us. Let our hearts pump that love to every part of our bodies. We have to let Jesus' love for us dwell around us. Let our sharp edges be polished smooth by hugs and rubbing shoulder to shoulder with each other and softening every molecule, holding a foot gently and baptizing it with water, doing the work God is giving us to do. We have to let Jesus' love dwell beneath us, giving us solid, holy ground to stand on, helping us to have the courage to let others love us, so that we will understand how to love ourselves. Letting someone else hold our feet, trusting the same way we do when we hold out our hands to have bread, the bread of life, put into them. There's a special word for this kind of dwelling. It's called Shekinah. And it is the noun form of the Hebrew and Greek verb to dwell, to live within. It signifies God's presence. God's dwelling among us as seen by a visible display of a bright glory. And when we do what Jesus has asked us to do, it fills us with that bright glory as well. We will become real as we shine God's bright glory into the world. But first, tonight we will also share our first communion. Tonight we're going to come up to around the table as if it were going to be our first communion. Do you remember your first communion? I do, like it was yesterday. As we take the bread into our hands, we're going to let love, the love of Jesus, seep into our skins. Perhaps even feel the piercing heat of Jesus' love for us, so that our hands become Jesus' hands in the world. And the wine from our chalice, which is as red as our blood and as holy as Jesus' blood, will strengthen us for the journey we have in these next 3 days. And each and every week, you get to come. It's a get to, not a have to. You get to come back to this sanctuary, this place of safety and love, to be in communion with Jesus and with each other. Because Jesus tells us to do as I have done to you. And you will do it maybe even until most of your hair has been loved off. The fact is that every time is the first time with Jesus. Jesus' love holds all the wonder and awe and hope of the love that opens up eternity. Jesus was the Word before the creation. So I'm wondering, are we ready to get real tonight? I mean, really real? Then you must start by actually taking off your shoes and socks. And just as the rabbits and skin horses, if you feel the urge to hug or hold hands, or if tears pop out of your eyes, or you wonder, can I really do this? This might be the year you give into it. It's all part of getting real tonight. And even if you don't get into one of these chairs tonight, you have struggled with that question, and that matters. Maybe it'll be next year. It's all part of getting real. And after all, you've already done the hardest part tonight. You've shown up for Jesus. Amen.